This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Happy Thursday, everybody, and welcome to your Q. My name is Shannon Sebastian, your hostess with the mostest today. And so last week, I'm going to start off right out of last week. I talked about Thursdays in November, talking about all the things that we're thankful for or grateful for. So I just kind of want you to be thinking about those things. And I'm going to give my guest, Susie, some time to think about that. And we're going to talk about those at the end. But today in the studio, I'm so grateful to have Susie Chun, who is the sales executive for Pacific Source Health Plans here in Oregon. So thank you, Susie, for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So we've known each other a while.
A minute.
Yeah, a hot minute, about 14 years or so. And so tell me a little bit about Susie Chun personally, like you know who you are and what you do and all of that.
So I grew up in Southern Oregon in Medford on a ranch and have lived most of my life in Oregon, other than leaving for college and then coming back up to the Puget Sound area. And I love Oregon and especially this area. I currently live in Eugene, and I'm a quasi-empty nester. I have one child in college and one that's kind of home, kind of not. And just really enjoy gardening and cooking and exercise. Those are kind of my things, hiking. And I have been in the industry for over 30 years, which is kind of freaky to say, doing health insurance.
Nobody do the math.
Yeah, don't
do
the math.
That's what I always say.
Don't do the math. Yes, exactly. Don't do the math. And then I have been at Pacific Source for over 17 years. So
that's so amazing. I mean, to me, that speaks volumes. When somebody has longevity at a place, it's like, it means you are happy where you're at and proud to work where you work.
And
I know you are because you exude that out and about. And you have puppies.
I have puppies. I have three Boston Terriers.
who are the babies. So,
yes.
Well, again, thank you. And for driving down here, I know the weather has been touch and go with some rains and this and that, you know, true Oregon weather, but we need that rain. So
yes, not going to complain.
Yes. So thank you for doing that. So I know I talk about Medicare on here sometimes and all the different things, and that's because it's 'tis the season, you know. And one of the things that I spoke about a little bit ago was that we had a new player in town, and it wasn't that Pacific Source is new by any means, but that you guys have brought in a Medicare Advantage plan. So I'm really excited for you to get to be here and to let people know all about that and how that is. So with your Medicare Advantage, for those of the people who have Medicare and would like to enroll in an MA plan, you want to tell us a little bit about what your plan covers? Because we're getting all of those commercials.
Right.
And if anybody's listening to the show, they know my thoughts and my feelings on that. And they're just growing daily. So nothing's changed on that front. I still despise them and they're bane of my existence. So, but some of that is really exciting, and there's wonderful things and opportunities out there. And that's why I told people, if ever before, you should be checking your coverage, because not only have things changes and there's changes in what's offered out there, we also have you with Pacific Source, who's everybody should check out. So
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
So we are offering two MA plans, Medicare Advantage plans. One includes drug and one doesn't. They're both a zero premium, so there is no monthly premium, which is nice. And we have a very robust provider network. We have several local providers here, Evergreen and Mercy and several others, as well as throughout the state. that you have access to with our plan. We have great out-of-pocket maximums. You know, you want to always look at your office visit copays for primary care and specialists. So those are also enticing. We have things like routine vision care and fitness benefits that are included, and dental. So some nice things.
All those things you see on the commercial.
Exactly.
You can feel
and,
that.
And encourage people to just shop and mm-hmm. see if we are the right fit for them. I know we're not the right fit for everybody, but I know we're the right fit for a lot of people. So,
well, and one of the things is that I do as an agent is I'm always running the medications, checking mm-hmm. the medications. Let's yes. enter those in. Let's see where you're at. Maybe you've added something new. The formularies change and you need to check that out. And so just to make sure that you're in the best place, even if you stay put, at least mm-hmm. you know you're in the best place for you for that
exactly.
year, and feel confident in that decision and don't care about the commercials and don't care about the phone calls. I feel so bad. Almost everybody that's come in my office this year has talked about being inundated with these phone calls. I feel so bad.
That's okay. I do too.
I want to be 65, but on the other hand, I don't want to be 65.
It creates, yeah, between the ads, the mail, and the phone calls,
it's
I feel
lot.
Like it creates a lot of chaos and confusion for people to understand and feel like they're solid in their decision.
Right.
And that's why this is your season to be able to look at and reevaluate your needs. Sometimes your needs change. Plan benefits change from year to year. And so it's
right.
good. And, you know, one of the main things I always tell people to look at beyond the premium, one of the top three things is also their pharmacy.
Absolutely. So. And I've definitely been very busy this year. And so I have done a lot of that. And you guys are popping up almost every single time in that top three, just looking really strong and good in the pharmaceutical and the RX part of it. So
that makes
people
me
should
feel really good.
Yeah, and you should. And and especially for people that take expensive medications, your formulary is very rich in that side. You guys don't shy away from understanding some people have to take what they have to take. And so I think that's really great.
Yeah, we try really hard as a company to look at what's right for the member. And the overall goal is to keep them as healthy as possible. And even if they have some chronic diseases that, you know, create those higher pharmacy costs, it's still a better it's better for us to pay for those and keep them out of the hospital and more healthy than to have them be on something that maybe isn't as work as effectively for them.
Well, and I think that, yeah, the preventative and the wellness benefits that you guys offer really lean toward that philosophy of it's better to keep you healthy than and, you know, using the medications that you need and doing the things that you need to do rather than paying bills that are hospitalizations and emergency rooms only, you know, so.
Definitely.
And so one of the other things I was going to ask you was, how long has Pacific Source been around? Because I kind of did a faux pas when I said you were a new player a couple weeks ago. And it's like, no, not new in this part, but you guys have been in Douglas County with Group for many years.
We have been in Douglas County, and I believe for over 30 years. I know that I've been in Douglas County the entire 17 years that I've worked at Pacific Source, and we were well established here prior to that on
mm-hmm.
the group side, and then we came in with individual, and we took a little hiatus when the ACA came and we needed to get better contracts, and now that's happened. So we're coming up on our second year back with individual. So we've been here for a long time, and we started, just little history. Pacific Source started in 1933 in Eugene, Oregon by a group of physicians. So we've been around for a very long time, and we are a homegrown Oregon company, health insurance company, which is very unique.
And I think that a lot of people here in Douglas County really appreciate that. You know, they love the local feel and
mm-hmm.
The local companies. So
part of our company culture, and quite honestly, part of why I, you know, love working there is we still have real people answering the phone when people call into our customer service. There's no phone trees, and I'm really proud of that in this day and age when most of the time you do get phone trees when you call almost anywhere.
I actually bring that up in every sit down that I have with somebody where I'm talking about Pacific Source, because you may have a zero copays and you may have these different things, but that is so important. If they can't reach their agent or something, and I'm honest, it's like, I'm here most of the time, but I do like vacations too. And if the staff can't help you, I love to have a company that, if they need to call or if the client needs to call, that somebody's going to be there and try to help them, you know, solve that issue. And right. That makes you feel good. You know, I can leave and have some peace of mind that I work with companies that, you know, have that wonderful level of customer service. And and I want to touch on this briefly, is one of the things that I find a lot of people don't understand at all is the star ratings. And you guys have really good star ratings.
Yes, we have a 4-star rating on our HMO plans that are here in Douglas County. And there is a lot of factors that go into star ratings.
A lot.
And I do agree with you. I think it's really important. And I encourage my agents that I work with, like yourself, to educate your clients on what star ratings mean, because they determine how much part of the component of the money that the companies get from Medicare to pay claims. And so the higher the star ratings, the more they get.
And that helps keeps the premiums at zero, for example. So I feel like it is really important. Plus, they need to know that there's a lot of components that go into the star ratings. Mm-hmm. And so to get a high one isn't easy. I mean, it's really not easy.
Yeah.
It is hard work. It's putting in a lot of policies, procedures, and protocols to help promote the wealth and the health, and preventative benefits, and all of those things are one of the things that they look at. And so how well you guys get people to do colonoscopies or mammograms, or, you know, do their maintenance health checks, their annual wellness checks. It's like all those are pieces of the components. And so there's so many more out there as well. So it's a really complex puzzle that a lot of work and effort goes into from all the carriers to try to get those star ratings and to try to get that. And then on a scale from 1 to 5, a 4 is like, you know, you're talking 90 percentile. That's a really good rating, in my opinion.
I'm proud of that for sure. Yeah. And part of it too is we rely on our members to, like, if there's surveys sent, a lot those surveys are them participating in those surveys are important for us to keep, you know, make sure everyone's happy and see trends and different things. But those surveys are also reviewed in part of the star ratings, and so those things are big, and a lot of times people don't understand that and aren't sure why should I do the survey type of thing, or why should I participate in this?
So the important thing to know is please do so, because basically those good feedbacks or the feedback period is really helpful, because then that helps the companies with that subsidization or compensation, where then the premiums can stay at zero. And ultimately those zero plans are so popular that if you want to keep it.
Yeah.
You want to keep it at zero, so help out.
The extra benefit, you know, keeping the benefit costs down, like keeping copays down and, you know, out of pockets down and all those things. So everyone benefits from people participating in those things.
Well, I got off of our little, what do I want to call it? What order we were going to talk about some things in here for a little bit. I kind of have just things pop up. I told Susie, I'm so casual. I just randomly talk about things. And so now we just experienced that. But we're going to go to a break and be back in just a couple minutes. And this is Shannon Sebastian with Premier Insurance. And here on Your Cue on KQEN News Radio 1240 AM.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
right, welcome back, everybody. Oh, goodness. It's starting to get dark out there, and I'm feeling the need for a nap a little bit, so we're going to have to get spicy in here.
I drank some coffee on the way down to make sure that I was...
Had some pep,
and yeah, my brain was functioning correctly at 4 in the afternoon.
Your brain's always functioning. You're smart as well. So everybody, I have Susie Chun in the studio here with me, for those who are just joining us. She's with Pacific Source Health Plans and is here to talk specifically today about the Medicare Advantage plans that they are offering starting January 1st in Douglas County. So I think I wanted to touch just quickly on, Susie, that the plan is starting here January 1, but your Medicare Advantage plans have been going on for a while. Like, this isn't, you're not new to this. It's just
this
coming
is a,
back to
this
Douglas
is
County.
A market expansion for us. So yes, we are not new to this. We have had Med Advantage plans throughout Oregon since 2010. Mm-hmm. And so we're, you know, coming up in our 13th year. And so we started over in Central Oregon, that area. That's kind of our home. And then with those plans, and then we're in Lane County, Coos and Curry, and then here in Douglas, which I'm really excited to be here because we are here with individual and group. So now we have our entire entree of plans that we offer in Douglas County, which I am really happy about.
Me too. We get to see you more often too.
Exactly.
So that's a perk. That's a perk. Everybody should be an agent just so they can meet Susie. She's excellent. And we have a good time when we're together.
We do have a good time.
Okay. So one of the questions, everybody's needs and priorities are different. And I talk about this all the time, how I don't even put husband and wives on the same carrier sometimes.
Right.
And so what are the three main things that people should consider, think, when they're looking and shopping for their Medicare Advantage plan?
So definitely I categorize it in three main areas. The first area being what's the premium? What, you know, because some areas have zero premium plans and some don't.
And what fits your pocket.
Mm-hmm. And so most people who are at that age and that phase of life are on a budget of some sort and want to get the most for their money.
Right.
So that's the first, to figure out the best value. Second is, what are my costs when I go to the doctor and receive medical care? Kind of, we all don't know what ifs that can happen to us, but most of us can think about over a year of what we know we're going to go access care for if we have some conditions that we have to go in for extra care, that type of thing, preventive care visits, routine visits, that type of thing. I might get sick once a year, you know, type of stuff. So thinking about that. And third is, and then also within that, also looking at your drugs, because those are also part of your medical costs. So you want to make sure that you're having a list of your drugs and you're looking at how the different plans cover them.
Right.
Because that can be imperative.
That can be a huge cost savings.
A huge cost savings.
Or a huge expense,
exactly.
To the negative as well.
Exactly. And I think that can be the drug aspect of Medicare plans in general, like the Part D plans or the Med Advantage plans, can be the biggest shock to people who are coming off of individual or group coverage, because in Medicare, a lot of things are kind of a la carte.
Right.
And with the Part D plans, it's just administer and run so differently than it does in those other types of plans that they're most likely coming from.
I just did one a few days ago, and I wasn't looking for standalones, but I was just curious where they fared in comparison.
Right.
And so in my own private little flick of a switch, you know, I'm like, I'm just curious, so I'm going to click on that. And it goes from, you know, least expensive to most expensive on both things. And so I'm looking at that, including premium and your co-pays for your medications. And so I clicked on it, and the lowest cost for the year was $2,200 on one of the standalones. which was ranked number one when I clicked over on that. And it was $480 with Pacific Source. I was just going to share that for you.
Oh, well, thank you. That's welcome. That's great to hear.
It was a good one. I was like, wow, that is shocking. I mean, we find differences and little nuances and some when it's not on a formulary. And but just the difference between standalones and MAPDs on the medications has changed so much over the last couple of years, too.
Right. And I think the premiums on standalones are starting to really edge up, too. And then the last area that I think it's important for people to look at is your provider network, because mm-hmm. and how the plan works. Most Medicare Advantage plans have a network. And you want to see what doctors are included in that network. Is it your only your local doctors? Are there, you know, sometimes when you live in a more rural community like Roseburg, we have a lot of great care here, but there are times when people need to go up to Portland, for example, for mm-hmm. care. And you want to have that peace of mind that that may be important to you, to have that peace of mind that you know you could go up there and have it be in network and not have to worry about that aspect. The other thing you want to look at, do they require referrals to go to a specialist? Like our plans do not require referrals to go to a specialist. And some plans do. So those are just questions you want to ask and be evaluating when you're reviewing a plan and trying to decide what your needs are and what's best for you.
Well, I know we get asked a lot about Riverbend and OHSU, and those are both in network with your plan.
Right.
But people really, you know, they go, okay, this is my life right now, but worst case scenario, I could see myself going there. Am I going to be okay if I do? Or they just want that as an option, which I would want. I mean, if I'm shopping, I would want those as options as well. So
right. It's very important to have all those boxes checked, you know, that give you the peace of mind.
So we've talked about all the things that, you know, you're talking about with what you say, you know, is good recommendations to look for mm-hmm. or questions to ask when you're going in or things to look to make sure it's a good fit for you. And so it is overwhelming, honestly. And this year, it's just been like people are taking some extra time to sit and think on things and really putting in the actual effort to make sure they're making their best choice, which I'm really excited about because I preach that from the highest mountaintop. It's just like, what's good for Bob on the golf course may not be good for you, Bill, or what's good for Susie at Pinochle may not be good for you, Barb, you know? So, I mean, it's just, it's great to get those reference and referrals from people, but there's nothing greater than knowing that you've met with somebody or done the work mm-hmm. and that you feel confident in your decision. That's your decision based off of your scenarios, your medications and your medical needs. And so I just kind of wanted your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I have a couple thoughts on that. One thing is the biggest thing that I come across when I'm talking with people is a lot of times, like you say, like they have their neighbors and their neighbors like, I have this great plan and it pays for this, this and this, and I don't pay any premium for it. But and that might be the right plan for you, but it might not be because there's a lot of factors. You want to look at the pharmacy. You want to look at the mm-hmm. network, and somebody's care might be different or their needs. So that's one thing. And then the other thing is the best advice I can give, just being completely transparent, is I'm a huge believer in the independent agents that are locally.
Yay, thank you.
Here in the area,
right.
I think that it's very important for people to utilize that. I think a lot of people think that it's going to cost them money. They have to pay like a mm-hmm. consulting fee or something, and they don't. So I really make sure that they understand this is a free service. The insurance companies pay the agents to place business. But the other thing is, I think it's very important because the local agents can help make sure that you know all your opportunities in your area. Like I said, I hope Pacific Source is the right choice for a lot of people, but I know I'm not going to be the right choice for every single person. And so I have peace of mind in referring someone to you, Shannon, or other local area
agents. Yeah, I have a lot of good friends who are good agents out there.
Yeah, you have a lot of great agents here in Roseburg, mm-hmm. and I love working with them, and I love referring people to them because I know that they're going to shop it and make sure that everyone's educated, which is the biggest thing you can do as an agent, is educate folks on what to look for and how to, you know, what to evaluate and make in their final decision.
Well, honestly, if you are doing that and you're making the right decision, there's a good possibility you're not going to have to jump every year and go from this carrier to that carrier because you're not talking with somebody with consistency or having somebody evaluate it, and then they get to know you. And the more that an agent gets to know you and the more that you work with somebody, the more they know what your actual needs and wants and wishes are, and watch that and gauge that from year to year. I will have to say that I have friends who are agents in town, and we talk because this is a crazy busy time of the year. And I would say that, yes, encourage you to see one of them. I'm happy to see people if they want to call Premier Insurance and set up an appointment with me. I love it. I love to educate. I'm kind of nerdly about this, honestly. But one thing I would say is it is a free service, and we do that. And but if you sit down with somebody for an hour and a half and they help you find the perfect plan for you, please honor them by using them. If they've made you make your best educated decision and they sit down with you, then I would hope that you would want them to be your agent if you felt very educated with them. So that's a lot of time, and I know a couple agents have had some experiences this year, and that makes me sad that they put hours and hours into somebody and then they magically go somewhere else. That's just me.
Yeah, that's very tough, and I agree with you. You know, as long as they feel comfortable and you've put in the effort, then I would hope that they would place their business with that agent.
Because I just feel like that's what you'd get to expect for the next year. I haven't had that happen, but I have heard about it, and I just kind of want to put that out there because it weighed heavy on my heart when I heard that. I thought, ooh, that would be really hard to know somebody was really happy with your services or felt educated and went elsewhere. So that's just a common courtesy public service announcement from Shannon. Anyway, I think we are going to take a break and be back in a couple minutes on that note. So be right back. This is your cue on News Radio 1240 KQE.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Oh my goodness.
I was hearing the music and I'm like, oh my gosh, that went by so fast. Susie and I are just chatting away. And like I said, we have a good time when we're together. So chat, chat, chat and talk, talk, talk. And I'm like, oh, we have to talk on the radio now. Back to business. So when we left off, Susie, I did my little public service announcement on the soapbox there about that. And again, that was just because I had heard that happen to a couple of my local partners in crime in the insurance industry. And so I just wanted to touch on that. But I wanted to ask you, one of the common questions we get asked is, well, I came here and I did this appointment with you. Do I owe you anything? Or how do you get paid? And I'm completely honest with people, but I'd love you to, you know, chime in on that and, you know, the use of a broker and how that works.
Yeah. So like I said earlier, I encourage people to utilize brokers. There is no cost to you as the consumer or the potential new client of that broker. And they receive commissions from the insurance companies in which they place business. And the commissions that they receive are highly regulated. Medicare limits what the insurance companies can pay brokers, specifically so that brokers are not swayed to push people in a certain direction with a plan that might not be the right one based on money they're going to receive, which I feel really good about that, to be
able to
tell people that.
And sadly, that's in place because that has happened many years ago, especially in the South. I heard a story of a person standing outside Walmart having people sign a petition and then used all those names to sign them up for Medicare erroneously. And so, I mean, with anything in any business, there is shenanigans that happen, and then restrictions are put into place and things are put to ensure that doesn't happen. And so that equitable level of payment is a great, you know, it's just a defense against that and that lack of morals, I guess.
Yes. And the reality is that brokers are building their business, and they're building it year over year through new clients and retention, and then getting referrals from their clients that are happy.
Absolutely.
And so it's really important that, you know, if they invest time in you and you feel comfortable with the information they've given you, to consider placing that business with them, and having that relationship going forward with them. And like I say, most of the time, my experience has been with brokers that I do business with, that they take pride mm-hmm. in having really high retention rates and educating their clients.
To me, my thing is, and I kind of get this from my hairdresser. She used to have a sign up, and maybe she still does. I don't know. You know, they're always moving stuff around and redecorating in those places. But it said, you know, come in as a client or a customer and leave as a friend or family.
Right.
And that's my motto and our motto at Premier Insurance. It's like, we want to treat everybody like it's our grandmother, our mother, our aunt, a sister, a brother, and how we would want them to be treated if they were going somewhere and getting the same services. And so I think that that's really important. And if you do treat people like that, and you do treat them right and take good care of them and give them good customer service, your business just takes care of itself. I mean, the referrals come in, and the good word. It's like, if you do right by somebody, they're going to tell 10 to 20 people, you know?
Oh,
and absolutely. I think that's important.
Happy customers are, you know, really one of the most valuable, more valuable to brokers probably than anything else. Word of mouth is a huge way for you guys to grow your business
and building trust, and that's part of, you know, doing your due diligence and checking those medications and doing all the pieces of the puzzle that it takes to make that really good sound decision mm-hmm. means you've done the best of the best. I mean, you've done all the work, everything there is to do to make that best decision for yourself. And so I feel like in that instance, it trickles over to the carriers too, because if we've done our due diligence and try to place them in the best place possible or help them come to that decision, then they're happy with the carrier equitably, you know, so
exactly.
They're happy with the carrier, they're happy with the, and if we don't check those medications and they January 4th go out and get a pill that's not on there, they're not going to be happy with the carrier or with the agent. And so really doing that due diligence, it takes time. Alan tells me, he's like, Shannon, I doubt other agents in town spend as much time with their clients as you do. He's like, it's just incredible to me. And that's really, you know, pays a compliment, but I'm the first health insurance agent they've had in the office. So they, you know, they'd only gone through Medicare now really one full season and part of another, but it's, I don't believe that, because it really does take a lot of time. There's a lot of great agents out there and we do take our time, but I take that compliment highly, because it just, you know, it impresses him so much that he knows that I'm that thorough. And so,
yes. And I think also, like, it's good for people to know that every year you as agents have to go through trainings. All of the carriers, including Pacific Source, mm-hmm. do agent trainings every year for our Medicare Advantage plans. And you have, not only do you have to attend the trainings, but you have to be tested on the information that you've learned and get a passing score. And it's a lot of work. I know it's kind of the beginning of the crazy season is really mm-hmm. all that education and testing on plan changes and all of that. And, you know, so there's a lot of education that you are continuously having to do to be, you know, knowledgeable.
And that's part of what you want to make sure is that you guys are appointing agents who are also have done these things, have done their AHIP or their national testing. They've done your product testing and product knowledge. And so that you feel comfortable that when you appoint somebody, they're out there presenting things in the best light with accurate information. And so, I just think the systems that are set into place are win-wins between CMS, the Center for Medicare Services, the carriers, and the carriers oversee the agents and so on and so forth. There is a lot of oversight in these.
Yes.
And so we all have to play by rules that were given to, you know, trickle down. You know, everybody has their own that they have to do. But I do feel like at the end of the night, when you rest your head on the pillow, you have to feel good about what you've done and how you've treated others. And so for me, that's the moral that I live by, is treat everybody like it's my mother or my grandmother sitting across from me, and give them that time and attention that I would want somebody to do that to my family member. And also to be there for customer service after the sell. And so when you had said, when you call Pacific Source, that's a live person that answers. I love that. I absolutely is a selling point when people are talking about Pacific Source. And I said, you know, I'm here. I'm a local person. I'm a local agent. You can come in our office and sit with me. But for any reason, you can call this carrier and you will get a live person that answers. And so I think that, you know, the carriers that have that, that's really valuable.
Yes. I'm, like I said earlier, I'm very proud of the fact that we, in this day and age, that we still offer that. Our customer service is located in Springfield, Bend, and Boise, Idaho, so they're all regionally located and are very knowledgeable. They go through a lot of testing and training before they're turned on the phones to answer questions. So feel really good about that.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to this number 7 here. These ads. I can't get away from it. Here we go again. So these commercials. We're just going to talk briefly on this because I harp on it all the time. So again, because this has come up in every conversation, we're just going to go over it a little bit more here. There are a lot of ads on TV lately that talk about Medicare plans that include the free glasses, the free rides, the dental coverage, the dentures, the hearing aids, money back on your Social Security. They encourage viewers that are watching the commercials, you know, to get what you're entitled for. And I told the girls today that I was going to do a Saturday Night Live spoof on these because they are the bane of my existence. And I want to do a TikTok video or something where I'm like, you can get your Escalade or your Hummer or your Cadillac because it drives me bonkers. And then what people don't understand is you call them, they have your phone number without you even giving it to them once you call them.
Exactly.
And that's why your phones are blowing up, everybody. Your phones are blowing up because somewhere at some point you signed something or somebody sold your information, which is so wrong. And or you've accidentally dialed one of those numbers. So don't trust Joe Namath or Captain Kirk. Oh, crack me up. But anyway, so your thoughts on that. I know you guys have got inundated and
yeah.
And letters go out by random people too.
I get really upset about these ads on a personal front because I just do feel like they are a lot of smoke and mirrors. They're luring people in.
Absolutely.
And they're not forthright with folks because a lot of times, you know, the stories I've heard from people that have called into these numbers, they, you know, get sucked in by the benefits or that they are entitled to things they're not getting. And so they call and then they realize that they're not eligible for a lot of the things they're talking about because maybe their income is too high, because a lot of the free benefits that they're talking about on these ads are based on people's incomes.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they're like, but we might have a plan for you. And there are these national call centers. These people might be in Florida and they're calling, you know, right. Roseburg, Oregon, or, you know, you're calling from Roseburg, Oregon. They don't even know where Roseburg, Oregon is. They have no idea about our, you know, providers that are here locally or any of that information. And mm-hmm. so someone might sign up for a plan and they don't even really, they think the plan is not even a good plan for them because maybe there isn't really a good network or as robust a network as the plan they were on, but nobody on that call would tell them that. And so I feel like there's a lot of false information, a lot of misconceptions,
and they're not going to run your medications and tell you where you're coming out because they can
exactly.
only talk about the one plan wonder that they may or may not have that fits your zip code. I mean, they don't even know where we're at on a map.
And that's where I really just once again go back to, I really am a big believer in buying local, having local people help you. They know the area. They know the plans that are offered here on a local level, and they know the providers that you know are going to be important, and all the other things that, you know, your pharmacy, all of that. I'm just a big proponent of buying local, and utilizing local businesses. And so that's very important to me.
Well, I can't believe we're already ready for another break.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going by really quick.
It's so fast.
So fast.
Okay. Unfortunately, we have to do this. So everybody, we'll be back in just a couple minutes. This is Shannon Sebastian. This is Your Q, and we're sponsored by Premier Insurance. Be back in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, like before, we're sitting here chit-chatting and be like, oh, yeah, we got a radio show to do. Kind of funny. Oh, goodness. So one of the things that I think I wanted Susie to help me talk about today was, a lot of people wonder about, since we talked about the commercials and all these things that they promise and the incomes and things like that, there's a lot of questions out there. People don't understand what extra help or the low income subsidies are. And so there are these programs to help with prescription drug costs. And Susie, would you talk on that for a little bit?
Sure. So, yes, there is extra help. It's a program through the Social Security Department, and it's referred to as extra help, or some people know it as called low-income subsidy, or LIS. And it's to help with prescription drug costs because, let's face it, a lot of times as we're aging, we have more things that come up medically. And so we could, mm-hmm. we might have never had been on medications, and all of a sudden we're 70 years old and we're on 3 medications or 5 medications. And there's, even with the drug coverage, mm-hmm. it can get very expensive for folks. So people with limited income and assets, that's what this program is designed for. And it reduces the premium that people pay for their MedAdvantage plan with drug coverage. So if they are on a MedAdvantage plan that has a premium, that premium mm-hmm. subsidy may cover that or cover part of it. It also can be used on standalone Part D prescription drug plans if someone's on a supplement. But it also, the other component to it is it reduces the copays that people pay for their prescription drugs. So it has the two components, the premium side and then the actual drug copay and deductible side. And depending on mm-hmm. what level they qualify for, the discount, the help is greater.
Well, and I think it's worth the time. So if people have some extra time and they do want to do that, you feel comfortable on the computer, you can check things out at medicare.gov and get more information. Call the Social Security office, 1-800-MEDICARE, and ask about the extra help or the LIS.
Exactly.
Because it really can financially make a good difference to you, you know. So if you feel like you may be in that range, I don't have the numbers right off the top of my head for next year, but it's worth a call.
Yes.
It's honestly worth a call. If you're $1,400 a month in income and assets are moderate, then I would reach out. And what's the worst they're going to say? No, then you're in the same boat that you were before you made the
exactly.
phone call.
Exactly. So. And I think it's important too, like sometimes when I'm talking to people about this program, they'll think, well, I own my house or right. I own a car. That's going to disqualify me. It does not. That does not factor into it. But like Shannon said, about that $1,400
point. It's worth a phone call around
and
if you're under
it's
that.
It's definitely, the worst thing they can say is no. Mm-hmm. But if you apply and you get it, it's really helpful and it's good for a whole year at a time.
So helpful.
Once you're in the system and you've been approved for it, then they send out renewals and you just have to, make sure that mm-hmm. there's not been any big income changes. And typically it'll still renew year after year, which is really nice. And I've seen it just make a huge difference for folks.
Oh, for some people, it's just an absolute godsend.
Take the medications they need to, because a lot of times people are choosing between meds and food. And it's a hard decision. So they get their pills, and then maybe they cut them in half and are only taking half doses, which can really be futile for them for hospital admissions and all kinds of things.
Just
so,
detrimental.
Yeah.
Well, Susie, I want to say thank you again for driving all the way down here. I mean, it's an hour drive to be here on the radio for an hour and then an hour back. And so I appreciate that. But I really do think people needed to hear from you. Beings it's new back. You just have such a great presence in the group and the individual side. And when people say, oh, I have Pacific Source, people are like, oh, that's really good coverage. I just had a client tell me today, she was like, there's a sense of pride, you know, that I have when I give my card out. You know, we get a little nervous. Oh, we don't like that carrier, or, you know, something like that. So I just want to let you know that that was shared with me even today, that there was this sense of pride by knowing that you have a plan that people are happy about, or a company or a carrier.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that too. And that gives me a lot of, I've worked for several carriers in my 30 plus years in the industry. And I have to say, hands down, I'm very proud to say that I work at Pacific Source.
Well, and I know I tell my people I meet with that, you know, you guys are always trying to swing on the pendulum towards the client's favor. And I think that speaks volumes. And I know we just have a short, quick second here or two, but I just wanted to say that I'm actually grateful for the rain. I told you earlier we'd go to what we're grateful for, and I'm very grateful for the rain and just for living in Oregon, and that you came down, Susie. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And this is Shannon Sebastian. Today was your cue with Susie Chun from Pacific Source. Thank you so much for listening, everybody, and we will be back next Thursday. Have a great weekend.